They're making progress. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Israel's prime minister just said that about a potential ceasefire in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu telling Army reservists he hopes there will be good news soon on what could be a five-day pause in the war against Hamas.
The Qataris have been working overtime to try to get some sort of agreement together. We also understand the Red Cross was meeting with top Hamas leadership there yesterday, likely going to be an intermediary in all of this in trying to get the hostages exchanged for this pause in fighting. Now, reports do indicate this would include the release of dozens of Israeli and foreign civilian hostages. The hostages are expected to be only women and children and would be exchanged for prisoners being held in Israel.
Fox's Trey Yinks near the Gaza border at a virtual meeting today with the leaders of China and Russia and Iran. The Saudi Arabian crown prince called for comprehensive peace talks and demanded other countries stop sending military aid to Israel, which the U.S. has been doing. We're also giving Ukraine another $100 million in military assistance in the fight against Russia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced that on a trip to Ukraine yesterday. This morning, he met with U.S. troops in Poland.
You are very important to us. We're going to do everything we can to provide all that you need to be successful.
He thanked them for their service and for missing Thanksgiving back home as more Americans drive somewhere today for the holiday or take a flight.
The projection is for 30 million people over the 10 days around Thanksgiving. They say it's going to be the busiest air travel Thanksgiving that we've ever had. So a lot of talk about the economy and people's fears, but apparently they got money to spend to travel.
Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock at the Philadelphia airport. There's the threat for bad weather slowing travel in the south up to the east coast, but so far only 18 flights are canceled with about 500 delays. We're waiting for an update from Beaver Creek, Ohio, and police on how badly four people are injured after being shot last night in a Walmart by a gunman who then killed himself in the store. America's listening to Fox News.
Get big savings and big rewards now during Provember at Lowe's. Right now, new and existing MVPs can get 50% off an NFL Plus premium annual subscription and get access to live local and primetime games on mobile, NFL Red Zone, NFL Network, and more. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. New and qualified returning NFL Plus subscribers only. Limited time offer. Promotional pricing applies to this year only. Plan automatically renews until canceled. Terms and conditions apply. Offer ends 11/30.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
The war in Gaza has led to a lot of anger online with posts that have been either pro or anti-Israel, and that's led to a court battle between what used to be Twitter and a liberal media watchdog.
Elon Musk's social media platform X filed a federal defamation lawsuit against Media Matters for America. It comes after the watchdog group reported ads from major brands, including IBM and Comcast, could be seen on X next to pro-Nazi posts. That prompted several major advertisers, such as IBM, Disney, Apple, and more, to pull their ads from X. Musk accused Media Matters of manipulating X's algorithms to bypass safeguards that keep corporate ads away from harmful content. Media Matters says claims of safeguards don't match what its research found. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
North Korea is planning to try again to launch a spy satellite. Japan is urging it not to, calling it a violation of UN sanctions. Drama in the sky and at sea in Hawaii when a Navy plane overshot a runway at a military base.
All nine aboard the P-8A aircraft escaped unhurt when the plane, flying in rainy weather on Monday afternoon, overshot the runway at Marine Corps Air Base Hawaii and splashed into the Kanaohe Bay off Oahu. The Coast Guard responded, but a spokesman says rescue operations were quickly called off because everyone was okay. A photo taken by a witness showed the plane in the water, reminiscent of the 2009 Miracle on the Hudson when a passenger jet made an emergency landing on a New York river. The P-8A plane belongs to the Skinny Dragons of Patrol Squadron 4, stationed in Washington State. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, but not by much, out of the opening bell. On Monday Night Football, Philadelphia beat Kansas City 21-17 in a rematch of last year's Super Bowl that the Chiefs won. The Eagles now 9-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. To help those in need this holiday season, Champaign Fire Department gathered people together to help stuff a truck with food. Firefighters outside of Dick's House of Sports to accept the canned goods. They are giving all donations to Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Organizers say it's important to remember this time of year, not everyone has a warm meal. A semi-truck rolled over on Interstate 70 Sunday. It resulted in a spillage of black powder. State police were spotting near Casey on eastbound I-70. Crews from Effingham responded to help mitigate the spill. ISP says the black powder was ink toner. The driver taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Illinois Department of Public Health advising Illinoisans to be safe as they cook Thanksgiving dinner this week. Hosts can protect their guests by following basic food safety steps. It includes keeping hot foods hot, cold foods cold, and properly thawing frozen turkeys before you roast them. Be safe, drive safe this Thanksgiving. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. We go right to our weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier has joined us now. And sir, we have had a heck of a November, and boy, it looks to me like, and again, I've got my eyes on a week from Saturday for Grace's wedding, but I'm kind of looking 40s into December, it looks like, from here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, if you were to take the model data here, and we have what we call the GFS model, which is the kind of that in the European model, the more extended outlook stuff. And if this is no official quote, I typically don't forecast like this. But if you wanted a little reaffirmation of it and zero in on the panel here, let's say at 6 o'clock Saturday morning, yeah, south-southwesterly winds, a little windy out there, and wouldn't be surprised that we start things off with temperatures probably in the mid to upper 20s at daybreak, and then as the day wears on, a windy day with the closest weather system, maybe probably not doing until sometime Sunday, and if things hold true, taking this verbatim, not an official quote,
right,
and don't quote me, maybe a couple sprinkles on Sunday. So yeah, from our vantage point, your vantage point, thumbs up on it. How's that?
You said El Nino, Bubba. You said maybe it could be milder because of that El Nino thingy that you understand that I don't. Well, good for you, man. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, it's not your typical, you know, atmospheric science professorial El Nino this year. It has a different look and horse and favor. It's not everything off the Hawaiian Islands and taking a run through California. But for now, for our purposes, we'll just kind of go with the flow there. So, yeah, things look pretty good from this vantage point for the second. And really for the travel day today, with the exception of, say, if you're going to be up through Michigan, the Motor City, Cleveland, down towards Pittsburgh, rainy conditions there. I'm sure the pilots and planes can deal with that. But just with the backlog of traffic, a few sprinkles up towards Chicago's Fairfield. They're at 43. Close to snowflakes. They're just that west of Rockford up towards the Dells, of no concern whatsoever. We'll keep an eye on severe weather this afternoon. It may break out over parts of Georgia, including the Atlanta area down to the Florida Panhandle. Some showers and thunderstorms there at the current time. And if you are looking for a white Thanksgiving, head into the central Appalachians out there towards Harrisburg, close to a foot of snow in some of the higher peaks of the central Appalachians. Well, back this way, again, a few sprinkles of rain. The fog and issues are clearing on out. 41 at Willard and Savoy. We'll come up a little bit to about 46, 47, then slide back a little bit this afternoon. So kind of in the 40s today. Gusty northwesterly winds as the day wears on. Nothing more than a few sprinkles this morning and this afternoon. 31 tonight for the holiday weekend. 46 tomorrow in a partly cloudy sky, sun-filled 48 on Thanksgiving Day, low to mid-40s Friday and Saturday, maybe a couple snowflakes and sprinkles here Sunday, and again Tuesday next week, and we turn a little bit colder here before that warm-up towards the beginning part of December, with high temperatures for the last few days of November, right around 40 degrees. For Steve D. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Greg. It is 8:09 in Champaign-Urbana. It is the 21st of November. Be careful if you're traveling, and thank you for listening. We'll be here tomorrow and then off ourselves this Thursday and Friday.
And you can hear the show anytime at steviejay.com.
So a mom sends her child to school with a chapstick. Mm. Apparently that's a problem.
It is.
Let's get the other side of everything. Education expert, member of the Board of Trustees for Richardson Schools, a school district of 38,000 students outside of Dallas. Mm-hmm. Eric Eager. I've never met anybody named Eager. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
I got to expect you to be eager, man. Heard that either, I'm sure, Eric. That's great. anyway, thank you for joining us. So I guess give me the backstory. So what happened with the chapstick, and why can't a kid have it in their backpack?
This was a story. I got to check it. You know, it didn't really... It was just a story that hit, and it hit on TikTok, and it got a lot of buzz. And I think what happens is that, you know, in public education, you know, when you get into, you know, elementary schools, you know, the delivery of medication is very strict. Like I have, now they're 21, but mine went from kindergarten all the way through high school in our school district. And, you know, and one of them had ADHD, so he had to be delivered medication. Well, you know, I wasn't going to let him walk, you know, in school, I wasn't going to let him walk around with that medication. So he had to go to this, you know, front office and have the nurse deliver it.
Yeah.
Well, this was a situation where somebody misinterprets. And you know, this is the kind of thing that what happens is that there was an incident, you know, it was a misinterpretation of what is medication. And ChapStick, obviously, you know, common sense tells you ChapStick is not a medication.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you've got, you know, when you look around the country and you look at the number of school districts, I mean, we've got 35,000 school districts in the U.S. and about 48 million kids.
Wait, you said 35,000 school districts? Holy
yeah,
cow.
There's 35,000. So, you know, I'm a tech entrepreneur. I build companies. And you know, like if you know in your workplace and if you look at, you know, even in my small companies I build, you know, people make poor decisions. But I think the challenge we run into, you know, or they make mistakes. They're human beings. But what happens, I think, and we've experienced it, is that sometimes if it's not handled right, the social media then gives people an avenue to promote. And these things grab attention. I mean, when you hear something like ChapSticks and medication, you know, it's going to grab your attention and it's going to spread virally.
Yeah, right,
but,
right.
It just happens. But, you know, I can tell you that it is not, I can speak from my own experience, and I can talk to, you know, all the boards in Texas I can talk to. You know, we don't have a rampant ChapStick problem running through our school system.
Well, I think again, if you know, sometimes I think we ought to go back to number two pencils and no phones. Because if we didn't have social media, none of this, we'd never know about Richardson School District. I mean, no, we never know. And so it's just one.
Well, I mean, like what we're very proud of, like what we've done is that, you know, we took a policy where we removed all cell phones in our high schools.
Really? How did you get that done? I mean, that's no way.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Do they walk down the halls twitching? Because that'd be hard.
Right, withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah, man.
I can tell you, it was, and you know, where we got the biggest pushback, and, you know, let me tell you the net result of this, because what happened was is that we were getting bullying, and a lot of times the bullying was not the kids themselves. It was the escalation on social media in the middle of the day.
That's right. Yeah. No, that's right.
Absolutely.
And we took this poll, and so just a year later, what happened was is that we had other principals requesting that they use, we used a technology called Yonder Bags. But then we also used that in coupled with, you know, very strict no cell phone policy in their backpacks. So what we found is that the teachers got literally thousands of hours of instructional time back. We have less bullying, and we have less social problems simply from the fact that we took the phones away.
All right, so they're allowed in the backpack, however, they're not on their body.
Yeah, now what we've done is that there's a couple of cases where we implemented this thing called a Yonder Bag. It magnetically, it's a little pouch, and it magnetically seals it. And then when you leave it in the day, it unlocks, and away you go. And then we've got situations where the biggest concerns we have, which I hate to say that, you know, school safety and shootings is just something that I don't think any of us ever dreamed would be a problem, you know, and why people think this is acceptable. But there's a way that we have those where they can be unlocked immediately.
Okay. I think it's smart. Yep. Hey, look, how many lives did cell phones save in 9/11, right? They're on planes sharing information, all that stuff. So I can see all of that for sure, access in case it's an emergency kind of thing. But walking around doing social media and getting things you know, organized during school for stupid stuff. I love it. The kids had to arch their back on it, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a bunch of but, you know, here's the weirdest thing that happened is that we set the policy so at lunchtime they could use their phones. And what we found, which I was, it was a surprise to me, is that what we found is that at lunchtime, they weren't pulling their phones out.
Wow.
They were talking with other kids. They were, you know, they were socializing, and the vast majority weren't pulling their phones out.
Well, why won't we? I mean, let's just do that. I mean, Richardson School District outside Dallas, I mean, that, why don't we do that in Champaign-Urbana? This would be absolutely something I would vehemently endorse.
I've seen this at different comedy shows and things like that, too, that people...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm coming in to the Virginia Theater to see a comedian less than a year ago,
yeah,
and everybody put their cell phone in a bag, and it's magnetized, and you can't get to it, and then after the show, they demagnetize it, and everybody can get back into cell phone.
I thought magnets were bad for cell phones. I thought that was a bad...
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, we're very...
interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those things up there in Champaign. Hey, call us. You know, we'll be happy.
Listen, there's zero argument for what you've done to Richardson. They still can get it in an emergency. It's still available at lunch, but you're just not walking around and doing it while the teacher's talking and you don't care. That's horrible. That is just terrible.
And what we found, it was... We were responding because, you know, I don't know up there, but in Texas, we've got a shortage of teachers. People are not going into the profession.
Wow.
And so what we're and the biggest thing we had when we asked our teachers, what can we do? You know, how can we give you more instructional time? Their number one request was you got to get the cell phones out.
Yep.
Because they spent in an hour of instructional time. They said they were spending 10 or 15 minutes with, hey, Billy, put the phone away. Susie, put the phone away.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I need you to pay attention. Put the phone away.
Right.
And we removed that. It gave us back literally hours and hours and hours of instructional time back for kids. And that's the name of the game.
Well,
and so,
I love it. I think it shows success. You kind of paved the way. I've not heard of a massive school district your size even attempting to do that. But kudos. I think that's a heck of a thing for you guys to have done, Eric. Well, nice to meet you. I appreciate it. Can people connect with you in some way?
They can go to my email address at eric.eager@risd.org. And if they want to know more about our cell phone program, if we can share it with any of the school districts up there, we're just all about, you know, helping best outcome for kids. So if we can spread that to Bonner, Illinois area, hey, you know, we're happy to do it.
All right. Nice to meet you, Eric. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for your time.
All right. You guys take care.
You betcha. You as well. ESPN 93.5. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I think it's a really smart idea to
absolutely
get those cell phones out of the hands of those kiddos.
That's right.
Okay, got to check your Fox Business Minute. We'll come right back with more ESPN 93.5. You can text us. You have any thoughts on that? 217-359-2255. Should we take all the phones out of the school? Do what they're doing? I think they should.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and the latest weather system generating some overnight rainfall currently poised over the northern reaches of the state and sliding to the north and east as well. We'll get into a little backside backspin to this weather system and generate a few sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, ought to be fairly quiet sailing as we move on forward here for the rest of the week and into this Thanksgiving period as well, with the next weather system to perhaps generate a few flakes of snow across the area at some point late in the holiday weekend, of no driving or traveling concern. We do see some colder weather, though, with this more or less as it ought to be for early December around these parts, shaping up in the days to come. For the day today, a bit of rain around this morning, a few sprinkles this afternoon, and an afternoon reading stuck into the low to mid 40s on an increasingly gusty northwest wind. Mostly cloudy, breezy, colder tonight, down to 31. Partly cloudy, 46 tomorrow. Sunshine and 48 for Thanksgiving Day. Up to 44 on Friday, 43 Saturday. A couple of sprinkles and snowflakes Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Some of OpenAI's investors are consulting with legal advisors after the company board removed CEO Sam Altman, who was then hired by Microsoft. Reuters says investors are concerned they could lose hundreds of millions of dollars they invested in OpenAI. More retail earnings are coming in. They appear to show a pullback on spending, but not for everything. Home improvement chain Lowe's saw sales decline in the recent quarter. Its earnings topped predictions, but it is lowering expectations for the year. Best Buy is also cutting its forecast after a weaker than expected quarter. Kohl's sales declined in the quarter, but Dick's Sporting Goods is raising its forecast. Dick's says the back-to-school season was strong. It's excited about holiday shopping, and Dick's shares are up 8%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom in to Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audible and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audible. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
823, Xander Hazel, Champion Center Partnership, Parade of Lights coming up Saturday night. I thought we just did that last week.
It's here.
We just talked to you last week about the Parade of Lights. You got to tell me another year's gone by. Xander, are you kidding? Are you guys ready?
Oh, my goodness. We are so ready for the 23rd annual Parade of Lights this Saturday. It's going to be a good one.
I love it.
I remember the first one. I mean, dang.
I do, too. I've been a part of this, I think, every year.
Xander was probably...
Oh, my goodness.
Xander was probably 8 when we started this thing, man. You're nothing, man.
I mean, News Gazette and, you know, Jim Manley, and we were just all over it. We went around West Side Park back in the day.
Oh,
it was just that route around there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, now that we've proved how old we are, nice to have Xander.
Exactly.
So what can we learn about this Saturday, Parade of Lights, downtown Champaign, 6 p.m.? What else can I do for you, and what can we tell people?
Yes, so we have a couple new programs that are happening in the afternoon before the parade. We're very excited to introduce our new Touch a Float program, sponsored by Tapman's Towing.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Touch a Truck, but you can see some of the floats up front. And we'll also have a sensory-friendly hour from 1 to 2, where we'll have lower sounds, lower lights, as well as some fidgets provided by CU Autism Network.
Yes, I was talking with Julie about this, and my son Aiden wants to come out. I think this is a great idea. Now, when we're popping around to different shops, that's the candy. We're not doing candy during the
not
parade.
Not doing candy this year.
It's
no,
just
but you can get
manage.
Some at Touch of Flow.
Okay, but I can go into stores and grab a handful? No, I just take one, I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Checking.
So the pre-parade activities are after one in downtown Champaign. And of course, it's Shop Local Saturday. So let's talk about these small businesses that we're spotlighting, Xander.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I absolutely love about downtown is the number of unique shops that we have. And yeah, like you said, it's Small Business Saturday, but this is a great time for you to explore downtown. And even if you're not shopping today, you can at least get a sense of what things you can buy for the holiday season if you're not quite ready to go gift shopping yet. But everything from, you know, records, furniture, books, video games, I mean, you can find it all in downtown Champaign, and all the small businesses will be ready to serve you.
How about the horse and carriage rides?
Yeah, well, so that one's sold out already.
Okay.
So,
Beth?
But
Mary
do,
Beth Farm.
We do actually have another... We have another set of rides coming up on December 17th during the Mistletoe Market. So there are tickets on sale for that one if you weren't able to get tickets for the parade this year.
I mean, you know, Xander, what you do is awesome and we love it. But, I mean, how does it feel to kind of do a career where you're looking outside thinking, I wonder what the weather's going to be? Because so much of what you do depends on the weather, man.
Oh, my goodness.
The old saying says the amount of people to come to your funeral ultimately depends on the weather.
Yep.
It does, because you'll lose the fringe if it's raining, man.
Right.
Anyway, you plan so much, but it looks good for this Saturday. That's great news.
Yeah, I mean, in my 4 years in this role, I don't think we've ever had a bad weather day. So,
there it goes, Xander. That's time for a bonus.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, where's something?
It's a bonus.
It,
how about a little something for the effort? Come on, man.
Exactly. It's going to happen one day, but not this year.
That's awesome.
So let's talk about Santa Claus, usually the last entry in the parade, and Joseph Kuhn and Company with that fabulous sleigh.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Santa Claus will be here during the parade. Like you said, he's the last float on his sleigh, but you can also catch him before the parade. We do visits with Santa at Big Grove Tavern starting, I believe, at 2 o'clock. But you can find the full schedule of events on our website, and that's a free activity. You can bring your list and hang out with him and get your photo taken with him before the parade.
And there's times where we can visit with Santa also in that beautiful mezzanine level at the Virginia Theater throughout the season, right?
That's right. We have three more occurrences. We work with Santa a lot, and I think there's four different times that you can see him in downtown Champaign, the first one being at the parade, three times at the Virginia in December, and again at the Mistletoe Market on December 17th.
It's very special when Aiden approaches Santa, because he'll say, do you want Matchbox cars again? Have you been good, Aiden?
Oh, boy. That's a great Santa there.
It's
that's
pretty predictable
awesome.
With my son. It
that's
shows.
All right. Hey, laugh now when he's the zillionaire with Matchbox collectibles. Come on, man.
Exactly.
No, that's Xander. It's a lot of fun always getting in your head. What do you do January 2? Do you need a rest at all? Or just, any break here?
I mean, I will be resting next week.
Okay, good.
But after the holidays are over, I mean, it's definitely a good time for resetting. So.
Yeah, because I can't imagine. You have to be a uber organized human, right? I mean, you're real organized, aren't you?
Yeah, he's kind of type.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know, but some people have called me the downtown holiday czar, so.
Okay, gotcha. And, you know, Jenna and your team is great. Champaign Center Partnership, maybe we should start there and explain exactly what you do and how to get involved.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we support small businesses, and anyone can become a member, whether you're a business owner in downtown, midtown, or campus town, or someone who just loves to support our city center. We have a lot of great programs to support members and, you know, great ways for you to explore the different businesses throughout the year.
Well, keep up your good work, Xander. We appreciate all of your efforts, because there's a lot of hours to go in for the enjoyment of others. And you guys at the Champaign Center Partnership are getting her done. We appreciate all the work you do.
And there's even some free parking options, right, Xander?
Yes, there's free parking every weekend, but starting in December, the city will be having 2 hours of free parking at the Hill Street parking deck. So you can come and visit all awesome. December long. And
thank you.
Hey, listen, everybody support the small businesses in downtown Champaign.
Yes,
the mom
indeed.
And pops, they're going to go away. We got to support them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Xander Hazel, thank you for your time. Happy Thanksgiving. You have a wonderful, wonderful Thursday, my friend.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, Xander Hazel.
You can learn more at ChampaignCenter.com. The Parade of Lights coming up on Saturday, stepping off at 6 p.m., presented by Christy Clinic.
Yep, on the Tapman's Towing phone line, this is tonight.
Pia's gets you ready for Thanksgiving on Tuesday the 21st. Here's Chad.
Well, we got turkey bowling. We have turkey bowling the 21st, sponsored by Kearney's Trivia, Miller Lite, Coors Light as well. Come out, roll the Fullerton and turkey. Starts at 7 o'clock. We roll the turkey at 7:45. But on the 21st of November, rain or shine, we have heated tents. Bring yourselves out, your families, except leave the kids at home. And come on out and roll some frozen turkeys with us.
Pia's Turkey Bowling, Tuesday after 7 at 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he hopes there will be good news soon about bringing Hamas hostages home, telling Army Reservists progress is being made.
The Red Cross was meeting with top Hamas leadership, likely going to be an intermediary in all of this, in trying to get the hostages exchanged for this pause in fighting. Now, reports do indicate this would include the release of dozens of Israeli and foreign civilian hostages.
Fox's Trey Yinks. X, formerly Twitter, is suing Media Matters for America.
It comes after the watchdog group reported ads from major brands including IBM and Comcast could be seen on X next to pro-Nazi posts. That prompted several major advertisers such as IBM, Disney, Apple, and more to pull their ads from X.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, ex-CEO Elon Musk, accuses Media Matters of creating fake accounts to manipulate the platform's algorithm. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Department of Public Health alerting consumers to an FDA recall of children's cinnamon applesauce pouches. The product may contain elevated levels of lead. There's been at least one confirmed case in the state and at a total of 34 nationwide. The product sold online at chains like Schnucks and Dollar Tree under the brand names Wanabana, Weiss, and Schnucks. Illinois officials releasing preliminary totals of this year's fall firearm turkey hunting season. Hunters in the state harvested a preliminary statewide total of 262 wild turkeys from October 21st to the 29th. The total is less than last year when 267 were harvested. Office of Illinois Attorney General charging two Sangamon County residents with forgery and falsifying information on FOIA card applications submitted to the state. Jasmine Williams and Horatio Crum both face multiple charges. His office claims in 2022, Williams and Crum knowingly forged a FOIA application, then delivered it to the ISP. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a pretty expansive area of rain from the Great Lakes to the Ohio Valley or on the backside of this weather system for the day today. Gusty northwesterly winds will be settling on in as the day wears on. Temperatures generally ranging through the 40s. A little uptick this morning on readings, a little downward trend on temps this afternoon. The northwest wind on the increase as the day wears on, 20 to 30, and gusty. Clouds for tonight, breezy, colder weather will bottom out at 31. We'll get into some November sunshine for the day tomorrow. Dry roads, good visibility is expected within about a day's drive of East Central Illinois, if not a little farther. High temperature up for about 46 degrees with a northwest breeze. Not tomorrow night to 28. Thanksgiving Day, lots of sunshine. Temperatures close to seasonal norms. High temperature up for around 48 degrees. We'll be in the low to mid 40s for Friday and Saturday. Dry weather expected there. Sunday, a couple of snowflakes, maybe a few sprinkles up to 42, and a more or less December feel around here with daytime readings close to 40 for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right. right, so what are you looking forward to here this week? I know people probably aren't excited about traveling or driving, but so many of us drive a little, but not a ton. I wouldn't be fired up if I had to go to the airport. I mean, that doesn't appeal to me. Leaving out of O'Hare or something on these times going to be busy. But, I mean, you're looking forward to family. I hope you're looking forward. I am sad about so many are not because they don't like somebody.
Yep.
And you waste a lot of energy on that. And just, again, if you can, you just kind of, you just get, I hate people getting through it, right? It's just such a sad thing. And to figure that out, you got to evaluate yourself. I mean, it kind of all starts at the mirror, doesn't it?
Yep.
You got to figure out what do I need to be doing?
And
it's so much fun believing in what is possible versus being negative in life. It's just so much more fun, even if it's not real. It's fun.
Yes.
I have fun.
Absolutely.
You should live in my head. It's fun.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, what did John Wright call his grandson, John Paddock? Delusionally confident, which means he thinks it's that he's going to go to the moon. You know, but if you're coachable, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's what, you know, the starter for the Northwestern game, the quarterback. And by the way, Luke Goody's a classy guy. I'm Luke Goody. Luke Altmaier's a classy guy. Luke Goody's on today.
Oh, yeah. 3:30,
right? 3:30 for Luke Goody. Is he like a 40% three-point shooter for life?
It's the third straight game he's had at least three threes, yeah. And we're looking forward to the game against Western. Well, 8 o'clock
he shot
Saturday.
40-something percent from three. I think that's your man that you, and everybody's going to know it, but you want Luke Goody taking about 10 threes because he'll make four of them. That's 12 points. Anyway, Luke Goody on today, 3:30. Luke Altmaier, classy guy, obviously not happy. He's not starting. Yeah, I mean, it's it'd be very disappointing, particularly when you had your best game against Minnesota and you hit your head really hard with a minute to go on the 5-yard line. Ball was on the 15. I think he was sacked near the whatever it was, 15-yard line. And then the backup comes in with no warm-up and did what he did and then sets a record at Memorial Stadium, did with that. I mean, then he goes to Iowa and starts. So, yeah, it'd be very disappointing because you didn't really play bad. You played great. You played your best game. And he's not playing. So I get it, but again, it's just been an extraordinary thing for John Paddock, and we'll see how it goes on Saturday. Then you got, you know, a bowl game if you win, and then do you start John Paddock in his last game in college football, or do you kind of want Luke Altmaier two more years of Luke to get a little bowl experience? That, now that's a legitimate. Maybe you start John Paddock, but you got to play Luke Altmaier so he plays in a bowl, so he has that. You want your guy to be experienced for next year, right? I don't know. At that point, it doesn't matter. The game at the bowl does not matter because you're not going to have your best guys anyway because they're going to save their bodies for the draft. That's Johnny Newton for sure. I don't know who else. Maybe nobody else. I don't know if it's Isaiah. Is Isaiah Williams going to leave? Has he got another year? And he's had a wonderful season as far as wide receiver, tremendous athlete. But anyway, we try and win Saturday and see if we can get to a bowl game. Yeah, I think it's big, you know, for the program, just to, again, continue two in a row. Does everybody wish we were like 8 wins like we were like? Yeah, sure. But again, we've had, think of this, 7 games where it's been one score. 7 football games out of our 11 have been one score. And we've won 5 of them. That's pretty good. 5-2. You remember the 2? That's how that works. But you have won 5. You could be 0-7 on those because they kind of went both ways, and we were kind of fortunate at Maryland, kind of fortunate against Minnesota. So we've had some things. It just kind of goes back and forth. Very fortunate against Toledo. I mean, we about lost that game. Okay, Brett Bielema talking about, let's get a bowl every year, man.
Great point. Obviously, I think when we came here, we talked about, you know, being a postseason play every year, and obviously last year being able to achieve it. I wish this year we were at a number where that already happened, but obviously it hasn't. So it's a part of this week, but I think, setting the message last night with our guys to play in a rivalry game, to know what we've done the last 2 years and the streak that they had before that. Every game is what it is. I think this, to have a hat trophy game is kind of a cool thing. I think that's what's really appealing to the Big Ten. So there's a lot of storylines and sublines, but that's obviously a big one as well.
All right, Brett Bielema, our head football coach. blipping back and forth, and I was saying what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the warm turkey with mashed potatoes,
mm-hmm.
kind of together.
It's good.
And then the beef house rolls.
You do the gravy? Mike doesn't do gravy.
I don't do gravy.
Okay.
Very little, if I do any.
Mm-hmm. Stuffing.
I'd usually make the
green
gravy.
Green bean casserole.
Cranberries,
I know there's different styles. Of
Janet really likes cranberries, mm-hmm. and my mom usually makes that.
And then the pumpkin pie, and for the vegetarians, the milk pie.
I don't know if we have milk on Thanksgiving. I can't remember.
I thought the milk pie.
Milk pie is a family recipe that we have for breakfast.
Oh.
But we don't share that. It's the weirdest thing. When we offer a milk pie, and it was like that growing up, we'd have friends try milk pie. And milk pie, yeah, it's a family recipe. And so we would root for them to not like it.
I see.
That would be more for
it's
us.
Kind of the delicacy.
Yeah, and Brucey Schumacher loved milk pie. And one time Sean Lowry yelled at Brucey, "I hate milk pie." Brucey chased him down.
Oh, hey.
You don't do that. Yeah. Don't disrespect.
Not around the cafeteria.
No, you don't do that. So anyway, we look forward to that. But pies are like, I like pumpkin. I like pecan. I mean,
yeah.
And of course, Curtis Orchard's our friend over
yes,
there.
Yes, they are. You can get your order in now.
You see how big the big pie is?
I know.
It's like from here to the tavern in downtown Philly. It's huge.
And to me, you can get some donuts and things like that to start the day. Maybe some cider and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you want to pace yourself. If you do the beef house rolls, you just don't want one early because you're not hungry.
Okay.
You do two of those, you're done.
You're right.
They're so good.
They are.
Melted butter, a lot of it.
And I'm on roll duty for the one I'm going to.
Are you doing beef house?
Beef house rolls,
you
yeah.
You got them?
I mean, I...
Better get them.
I know.
I don't know what even.
I think it was on Mike's list.
Well, that's, I mean, because I went to the old time.
Old time meat.
It was a little thin.
Oh, really?
I go today.
Man.
They must have more.
Last time I went there, right to the right in that cooler.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
It was packed. But that was weeks ago.
Yeah, it's back toward the back. And I only got 24 of them. So.
A couple of dad type jokes for you here. How does the turkey travel? By the gravy train.
Okay. There you go.
Let's see. What sound does the turkey's phone make? Wing, wing, wing.
Okay. I don't think of wings when I think turkey, but...
Turkey wing?
I think of chicken wing, but well, turkey wing. Well,
okay. I mean, they
have wings.
Poultry.
Oh, all right. Okay. Gotcha.
Let's see. What did the turkey say when the hunter approached on Thanksgiving Day? Quack, quack.
Okay, 842. No, those are hilarious. Yeah. I love them.
That's why they call them dad jokes.
That's they're right. Dads kind of think they're really funny.
Roll your eyes and you don't really laugh. We were talking about Western Illinois. It's an 8:00 tip-off on Friday the 24th. Gave away a few tickets to our listeners who were texting in Illini yesterday to 359-2255. Then that Northwestern game is a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. I'm also having some tickets in my pocket, as I always have prizes in my pocket if you approach me at various events that I'm at. And ask or talk about radio. I love that. And it's the battle for the hat against Northwestern. I know there's a few injuries on our team. Caden Fagan is the first to come to mind with the shoulder surgery that he's having. Isn't that this week?
That's today. Today. So, today or yesterday.
Or he's in my prayers anyway.
Yep.
2:30 is the kickoff on Saturday, and there's a few special features, and you come in early, get the, you know, more inexpensive, concessions and just all kinds of stuff when you go to fightingillini.com and find out more about that. Speaking of football, we've got Philadelphia that beat Kansas City 21-17, and I've seen over and over again that final catch that could have won the game and right there in the red zone, and dang it! It seems like the ball, maybe it was slippery because there was some misty rain at some point. Maybe that was just why they couldn't catch the ball for Patrick Mahomes, because it seemed like he was connecting with these running backs.
A lot of drop passes, and Philadelphia did not have that kind of drop rate. Anyway, yeah, Kansas City is not quite the same. They look vulnerable to me. Philadelphia now at 9-1. Who's to say they're not your odds-on favorite now after
right?
that? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive to go into Kansas City and win that.
So on to basketball, where we had Miami beating the Bulls 118-100. We'll have the Pacers in Atlanta tonight. Tonight, you might watch that game when you're at Pia's for the turkey bowling after 7 o'clock. It'll start at 7:45. Wisconsin beat Virginia 65-41 yesterday as far as some Big Ten action. I know that we've got our Illini, and we're just all about that. So I think that's sports. Lance Lynn with this 1 year, wow, $10 million guarantee back with the St. Louis Cardinals, where he started his first six seasons.
Fiercely competitive, 36 years old, mm-hmm, probably not the same Lance Lynn, but the Dodgers had an $18 million option on him and said, no, thank you. So Cardinals picked him up for far less. Can he be a starter at 36 years old? I don't know. I just know we do have the Cardinal Caravan coming up January 12th.
Yes, we do.
Come to the iHotel and Conference Center. We always have a lot of red and a lot of fun, and we won't know the players coming until the first week of January. They divvy those up. There's five of those, six of those caravans. They go all over. Generally, the bigger names stay close to St. Louis.
Okay.
Cape Girardeau and uh-huh, Jefferson City and stuff like that.
I think ours goes to Peoria after our noon stop.
Yeah, we're like the Friday noon. We get more people. Cardinals can't believe how many people come out Friday at noon.
Well, and we follow the formula of it's Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, yeah, on that Monday. And so sometimes the kids can, you know, tiptoe out of school or if their parents are cool about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of lunch
on,
right,
on that Friday,
you
the come, 12th.
Then. But if you want to get, generally the Cardinals are there noon to 2. 1:30, 1:45, yep, all the autographs are pretty much, yep, done. And yeah, it's always fun. We get a chance to interview them before at 11:30. That's always
media,
nice.
Yep. They're
always, Yvonne Herrera was there last year. Mason Wynn was, yeah, there. Jake Woodford, who's not with the team anymore, was, right, there last year. But Yvonne Herrera is now the backup officially now for Wilson Contreras. And I think was named, you know, high regards for Yvonne Herrera in his AAA season. So he'll be in there a lot, and he was here this last time. I mean, we've had Tommy Edman. We've had a lot of – and Daniel Descalzo, by the way, who was here right after the 2011 World Series Championship. They brought Daniel Descalzo to town, and that's the guy I had a picture with. He's, you know, about my size.
Yes.
And I said, looks like I'd post you up. And he said, yep, not really. And Daniel's got big old arms. Anyway, he's now a bench coach for the St. Louis Cardinals. They just hired Daniel Descalzo, a World Series champion, as the bench coach,
nice,
for St. Louis. That happened yesterday. So I expect the Cardinals to bring somebody in significant for pitching. Hopefully now two guys since Aaron Nola's gone. Tyler Glasnow is a guy I'm hearing, Tampa. And Sonny Gray is a guy the Cardinals have kind of tried to get. Shane Bieber from Cleveland, not as good anymore, but that's another name I'm hearing. We'll see. The Cardinals have got to do something to charge up the base, because right now Cardinal fans kind of got their arms folded, thinking you just got to do something or nothing's going to change. Now you got Craig Counsell, I think one of the best managers in baseball in Chicago with the Cubs, and it's all kinds of
right, came down from the Brewers.
Brewers down to the Cubs at Milwaukee. By the way, he's from Milwaukee, so he kind of left, and
right,
they're not super high. They're going to be booing Craig Counsell, I think.
Hmm.
Anyway, to go to the Cubs, because Milwaukee and the Cubbies might be a bigger rivalry than the Cubs-Cardinals these days. I don't
You're
know.
Right.
There's a real rivalry. It's an hour difference in where they're located.
Get that, 45 minutes,
yeah,
or so.
So anyway, we'll see. But there's been some murmurings that the Cubs might be a player for Shohei Ohtani. That would be unbelievable. Get the best hitter, probably, and certainly a pitcher who won't pitch in 24 because of arm surgery, but 25, he'd be the pitcher and hitter that just astounds people that the guy can be so good. Shohei Ohtani's the big free agent grab.
Mm-hmm.
It'll cost $500 million at least in a long-term contract. Can the Cubs do that? And then I'm hearing Pete Alonso, the first baseman, home run hitting guy from the Mets, might be on the Cubs' radar. So the Cubbies might be getting some serious stuff going here. All right, we'll check Greg's weather one more time. Coming up, it is 8:48.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and the latest weather system generating some overnight rainfall currently poised over the northern reaches of the state and sliding to the north and east as well. We'll get into a little backside backspin to this weather system and generate a few sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, ought to be fairly quiet sailing as we move on forward here for the rest of the week and into this Thanksgiving period as well, with the next weather system to perhaps generate a few flakes of snow across the area at some point late in the holiday weekend of no driving or traveling concern. We do see some colder weather, though, with this more or less as it ought to be for early December around these parts, shaping up in the days to come. For the day today, a bit of rain around this morning, a few sprinkles this afternoon, and an afternoon reading stuck into the low to mid 40s on an increasingly gusty northwest wind. Mostly cloudy, breezy, colder tonight, down to 31. Partly cloudy, 46 tomorrow. Sunshine at 48 for Thanksgiving Day. Up to 44 on Friday, 43 Saturday. A couple of sprinkles and snowflakes Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? We've got just the place. Call to schedule your very own private girls' night out at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking express facials, makeovers, and personalized beauty tips. Our masters of makeup will give you and your friends a chance to find the right foundation, learn what works for your skin, and rock some hot new looks. Call and book now at 217-359-8100 at Merle Norman. Find us on social media at Merle Norman Cosmetics Champaign.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
All right, 8:51. And again, if you're traveling, be careful. There's a lot of people getting on the road today. And U of I's out this week. I drove through campus yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to go up 4th Street to get the CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, lovely. All the lights are blinking red.
That's right.
And there's nobody there.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that something? We love the University of Illinois in Champaign. Love Urbana-Champaign.
Yep.
It's obviously, it's ginormous, but it's nice kind of to drive through campus.
Yeah, and experience the restaurants and things like that, too.
Well, I don't know what they're doing. This is their break, too.
Oh, it is.
I mean, think restaurants.
Are the restaurants shut down?
No, I don't think they're shut, but okay. I just think that they probably take a breath because you have 45,000 people
right. That
were here and then they're not. CrossFit gym's pretty easy right now because there's a lot of students that go to CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be working on that one. Anyway, get your plans done. If you're doing your moving around, I mean, the weather looks pretty darn good, but boy, it's always nice to get her done early and get where you have to get done and just knock it out. Then a little peace of mind happens.
Yeah.
It's nice to not save that to the last.
Absolutely.
And there's plenty of turkeys out there. If you want to get a frozen turkey, just thaw it for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had frozen turkey. I've had the freshest turkey. I've had the most expensive turkey. Wow. Yeah. It all tastes pretty good.
Yep.
And the frozen will be just fine. I don't see a huge sale. Remember a year ago, Meijer had like 99 cents a pound or something?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing much of that. I'm seeing 289, 389. I mean, it's higher. Everything is higher. You know, aluminum foil. I bought a bulky aluminum foil restaurant-style thing. I looked at the big one. Aluminum foil, $173.
What?
Now, it's a restaurant size, 2.5 feet long. I mean, it's big.
Did that last you a year?
Yeah, probably. Restaurants go through it. But I asked the guy, I said, what happened to aluminum foil? So I bought a pretty big size because we use aluminum foil, food, and all these other things. And it does last a long time. But $50 is the one I bought. I'm going, aluminum foil? I said, what happened? He said, You hear all these inflationary things.
Yeah.
You say, well, 3% is not. bull crap. It's like it's like double.
It is.
Everything is so high, and the things you buy, and no matter what anybody tells you about how good the economy is, how are you feeling? It's like I go to the grocery store. If you're not spending $100,
I dread the grocery store.
It's a $100 bill, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy anything to feed your family more than a night.
And if I get a thing of chicken or meat, I'm trying to do three different meals off of that now.
Well, you buy
the rest in Tupperware to use tomorrow or something like that.
You buy any kind of steak, you buy any kind of chicken and some pork chops, and your bill's going to be over $100 when you add the milk and the eggs and all the
other. That's right.
It's crazy. And I don't remember it being this crazy, but inflation has grabbed us. I'm sure 1980 was worse. That's back when interest rates hit 21%. Right now, mortgage rates are 7 and 8%, which is crazy high for what we're used to. You can't buy near the house you used to be able to when it was 3.5. All right, we're done. It's going to be happy. We're going to be happy tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Then we'll be off Thanksgiving and then Friday. Okay, thank you, Diane. We appreciate you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Hey, don't forget Luke Goody later today at 3:30 with the boys on. Luke Goody, who's off to a wonderful start for the Illini basketball team. And when he shoots it and lets it go, you feel pretty good about it. When he gets set and his feet start, he's good. And we knew that. He got hurt last year. So Luke Goody's on every week with us. And today, Tuesday, 3:30 for the boys, Lonte, Derek Piper. All right, thank you for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
A swing and a long one. Left field. Walker just gave the Cardinals the lead. Home run!
This holiday season, give the gift of date nights, family time, and more with Cardinals tickets. 2024 all-inclusive tickets start at just $55 and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the UMB Champions Club, Premium Legends Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, National Car Rental Club, and more. Get your single game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435120.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubon, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubon, Audibel, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis